Continue.
Hashtag resist.
Guys, continue. Start the show.
There was a little mini protest. Anyways, go.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for the vote of confidence.
You could go to sleep. There's nothing here to see. This will save your soul. If you just give them control, or you could just say no. Turn on the radio at the Apocalypse. We'll take vengeance over gold. We'll take vengeance over gold. Take vengeance over gold. Take vengeance over gold. If you interfere, they can make you disappear. So don't make a sound while the bodies hit the ground, or you could lend your ears to the justice in the sounds of the Apocalypse. Take vengeance over tears. Take vengeance over tears. We'll take vengeance over tears. Take vengeance over tears. When you've got no hope, spare yourself the rope. What were you thinking of when they came down from above? But it goes to hell. You know you might as well join the Apocalypse. We'll take vengeance over love. 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 Like the people who cheer when they crucified our Lord. America's been betrayed, and God has cut the cord, and he's coming back with a giant fucking sword. Join the Apocalypse. Revenge beats being bored.
It's the rage in a cage, you know?
It's the rage in a cage, you know? Welcome to the Apocalypse.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Not much. Hi, I'm the host of the Apocalypse. My name is Pat.
I'm also the co-host of the Apocalypse. My name is Jad.
I'm Sarah.
I'm Sulame.
Welcome to the Apocalypse. This is a weekly program. It's a weekly news program.
Nailed it.
Where we ask the real questions.
We ask the real questions.
The questions that nobody has the balls to ask.
Nope.
So if you don't want to wake up, just go back to fucking sleep right now. I mean, it's Friday at 2 p.m., but like seriously.
I'm sure you have so many more important things to do.
I don't know.
I mean, not really though. It's pretty important.
The Apocalypse? See, the Apocalypse used to be a burdensome, you know, it used to be a burdensome chore.
Did it?
Yeah.
It's
for who?
Well, it's
for, well,
for our hero, Pat Hillsman. Mm.
Really?
He didn't want to, like every hero, when the Apocalypse was first offered to him, back in, what year was it?
I think it was 2016.
Was he fighting to take up the mantle?
Yeah.
I was fighting.
He was approached by an Eastern wizard who said, Pat, look, man, there's this old world magic. And it's you gotta contain it. You gotta take this mantle. It's called the Apocalypse. And Pat said, I have at least two cats. It's like I'm dating this chick.
She's, you know, a little uptight.
She's an angel.
Love her.
That's mean. That's an angel.
But we love her.
And he was like, check it out. He's like, you fucking Eastern wizard, and your old world magic. What is this Apocalypse? I'm just a man. Like our Lord, he had doubt.
He was so full of doubt all the time.
Yeah.
He felt, his balls were like tugged by doubt.
They were.
Yeah. You know what I mean.
And when his first words to this Eastern wizard, this is back in the day when Pat was a little French boy, he said, Pourquoi?
Pourquoi? Actually, you did just open a memory hole about my childhood.
Oh, stuff. No, another one?
Yes. When the Soviet Union fell, there was a lot of, like, weirdo performers from the East who were, like, unemployed. So we're, like, they're, like, these traveling, like, Eastern Bloc
circuses. Wait. Fill in the readers. This is in your terrible youth in France.
Pat grew up in France.
No, I did not.
Where he smelled.
Oh, it's so bad. He still kind of
smells. I actually smell fucking horrible right now.
That's true. He learned it. He learned it from his people. Continue. But anyways, your youth in France.
There's a lot of... So there were a lot of weirdo circus performers from the East that just, like, migrated towards the West.
Yeah.
And they had all these, like, weird, freaky circuses. And I remember, like, seeing this, like, Ukrainian, I think, circus in the suburb of Paris where my family lived. And it was, like, really depressing. Like, the tiger looked sad. Oh. And there was, like, a clown that wasn't funny. And there were, like, girls that were, like, hitting people up for money. Being like, don't forget the service.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. And it just all felt very, like, Soviet.
Sleazy.
And I was like, this might lead to problems when I'm an adult.
And did you tug on your papa's coattails, like, Papa, are these Ukrainians here to make us laugh?
He was like, yeah. No, it would have been my mom.
Mama, are these Ukrainians here to make us laugh?
These Ukrainians are beneath us! The Republic is Lviv!
That clown looks very depressed, and why is he smoking? It doesn't look like a cigarette.
The clown earned his damnation! Do not look away!
What an angel your mother was.
but it was very sad. But there was a merry-go-round that I like now.
It's so weird because I have met your mother, and she's the sweetest girl.
She's great.
Readers will know, Pat Pedelsman's mother is just this old woman. She's not not a demon.
She's not like a shrieking hell harpy.
No, definitely not.
That's just Jad.
But it's the best voice that Jad can do. She's whatever Jad's best voice is. It's also the priest, too. Come to think of it. It's also the priest, right?
Yeah, but...
My child!
Yeah, but Pat's childhood priest did actually sound like that.
We're not... But you met Pat's childhood priest as well.
Yeah, he's still alive.
Was he a child priest?
Yeah, the
no,
child.
It's well, Pat came up and okay, I don't know. Am I giving away too much about your
a young hobbit?
But Pat came up in a very strange strand of Catholicism. He had not a regular priest, but a blood priest.
What does that entail?
A shit ton of blood. So
who's blood?
Every year, Pat's
and testicles, right?
Only Christmas and Easter. Every
I mean,
year,
that makes me think of blood.
Every year, and
it's my favorite part of Christmas.
Every year in Pat's particular parish, they would choose the youngest and the weakest, but also
was
the most beautiful.
Was it a Paris
beautiful.
Parish?
it was a Paris-ish.
Oh my
it was
God.
A Paris parish.
Yeah. It was a Paris-ish.
Yeah. They would choose the youngest and most beautiful every year.
So every year it was me, of course.
Sustain the priest. And lucky for Pat, they take one ball and a obscene amount of blood every year.
Wait, was it like dick blood?
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah, it was like the artery in the dick.
Is that where you started having to cut your
dick? Do I have like eight balls?
It was an artery in the dick. What's
it called? How many goddamn times have you cut your dick off?
What am I, like a ball vine?
At this point.
I mean, this is like kind of his origin story. Because in his little French town, he was
my middle name is Ballvine. Belvin. No, Vin de Boule.
What would they say when
Boulevin.
When they saw you walking down the street, they'd be like, oh, ouais, c'est beau vin, magnifique.
Oh, ouais.
Ça, c'est bon.
C'est bon.
Anyways, there was a purpose to all of this.
Pat as a child had more blood and more balls than most children. And so he was very useful to his parish of blood Catholics. And he maintained his priest for about 15 years before he escaped to New York. As a political refugee.
They just kept wanting more blood.
Guys, I think we should... Let's do the...
Is it time for the apocalypse?
I think it might be time for the PSA.
No, that's the bulletin. That's the bulletin. It's the PSA. It's the Jesus God.
So far, readers have caught up to year 13 in Patrick Hillsman's life. Tune in like next time for what happens.
You'll hear more. The dark circus. The unhappy circus.
The unhappy circus.
But there were also happy circuses. Like from like North Africa, there was like happy circus men.
Yeah, but now it's time for the PSA. Stay woke.
Okay.
Get woke.
Salome?
Yeah.
If you would.
To all you simpletons who voted for Trump yet claim not to be racist, to those of you who claim you were forgotten, so you needed Trump to break the system, I've got some bad news. You don't get to be frightened of terrorism when it's coastal elite cities that always get hit by terrorists. You don't get to be pissed about trade and manufacturing jobs if you want a wildly unstable economic policy that will throw markets into chaos and cost jobs based on Trump's latest Twitter beef. I see through all your bullshit, you stupid fucking traitors. I know that all you ever had was the culture war. You idiots need to live in the delusion that you aren't racist. You are just oppressed by PC culture. You idiots think you don't have jobs because of political correctness. You idiots think we can't defeat ISIS because of political correctness. You need to live in the fantasy where the system is rigged against you, that millions of refugees are actually millions of secret jihadis.
Oh God, the refugees forgot me!
If you didn't have your delusions,
you
would have to realize you are a dumb, coward asshole who are somehow afraid of ISIS targeting flyover country with bombs or ruling over it with Sharia law. Keep saying to yourselves, I'm not a racist, it's just that a guy I know knows a guy who says Sharia law has come to Kansas. Or, I'm not a coward, I'm just privy to the secret agendas of our enemies. You can't see them because you are brainwashed by Soros, but they are everywhere.
Soros forgot me!
Soros!
If you voted for Trump because you thought he would break the system for American workers, you should know something. With his travel ban, Trump chose to break the system for one principle and one principle alone. That America should betray the most vulnerable and innocent people in the world because their culture or race means their children are jihadi seedlings. Trump has sent us into a costly constitutional crisis by blocking legally vetted immigrants, refugees, and asylum seekers from countries that were picked based on how much their civilians suffer, not how dangerous they are. Say radical Islamic terror all you want, but I got some more bad news. Ain't no tooth fairy gonna save you guys when you've won your culture war with Mexico
and wake up to find out
that Russia isn't powerful enough to be of any use to us as an ally. All they have is gas, weapons, and trolls. You'll win your war on political correctness while stupid jihadi groups run circles around your great leader. You will sit unemployed while U.S. companies use robots to do the jobs you thought were hiding in Mexico.
The robots forgot!
The Mexican robots!
Trump's goons won the presidency, and we are still living in the delusion that they lost and got a raw deal. It's astounding how much destruction can be accomplished by such stupid, worthless people. Sometimes, it's as if the monkeys are guided by the hand of some all-knowing, divine being bent on ruling over an idiot planet.
The monkeys forgot!
Oh, God, the monkeys!
God only cares about irony. Your number is up, and ain't no Twitter in hell.
Wow, I can't believe Bill de Blasio... I can't believe Bill de Blasio demanded that you read that.
I know he did. He actually personally requested it.
What a dick. He just showed up.
Well, you denied him at first, and then he said he sent his death squads to your door.
Yeah, the Blasio death squads. Stay woke, New York. They're a thing.
Well,
stay woke.
You know, that's just because the Department of Earth Insemination has been putting pressure on him. Because you know? Mm-hmm. Everybody knows that New York is like the genitals.
Mm-hmm. The genitals? Why?
Well, because we got to explain this. Well, Chad, hang on.
I don't know that I buy into this.
No, you should.
Well, convince me.
Oh, wait,
the greater general theory of New York.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Of course, that one.
I mean, this is like...
Explain this.
Can you...
I just hear you chewing. It's creeping me out so much. I just said I hate mouth noise. It's like a thing for me. I hate it.
That was Midwest Al.
Okay, please do. Let's start.
Yeah.
That's the best $2 slice I've ever had.
Okay, so look. We've noticed the appearance of Bannon, and many of our readers have been asking.
Why does he look like he smells like B.O.?
The answers are there if you're willing to look. But people have been looking for hope, and we've seen, like, on the message boards, right, this talk of, like, an anti-Bannon. This figure that will rise up.
Oh, yeah. It's like the Messiah.
Every generation. Like the Messiah, but shitty.
Justin Trudeau?
No.
Isn't that what it takes?
No.
Oh, God.
No, he's not.
That's what it takes
in
my eyes.
He can't be the anti-Bannon.
No, we need, like, a Christ child. We need
a Christ child.
Yeah.
But like more innocent and more pure.
So this is why Trump is cutting funding to science and research, basically.
And the arts.
And the arts. Is the
and the farts on top of it.
And
he's
the
also
world.
Cutting funding to the farts, which like
that's what art funding is called in Washington. It's funding for the arts farts.
So basically here's what happened.
But wouldn't it be farts like funding for and then there's a T in there. It'd be tarts.
Well, he's pretty much like put a moratorium, not just on immigrants, but just like on all knowledge. Like he's like shutting down the EPA. He's just putting a
moratorium
on all knowledge. Everything has to be reassessed. Like, is there an ozone? Like,
was it ever there?
Who are we?
Are all people from like some countries terrorists? Like, we have to see. Like, we have to completely.
If we don't know 100%,
look. You know what his first target was. Was the Columbia University Department of Hell Energy.
It's true.
Yeah.
Because they were looking into, they had unearthed these texts.
And y'all have seen Ghostbusters, Dave?
That's what I made
you
think of, yeah.
Yeah, you guys think that was a documentary.
Oh, the scroll theft that took place?
Yeah. The Columbia University of Hellology unearthed the oldest of testaments, the Shadow Quran.
Oh my God! The Shadow Quran.
Whoa. Yeah, it's like the regular Quran, but it's like way more spells. And
like in Stranger Things, have you seen Stranger Things?
Oh yeah.
It's like the upside down. Yeah, it's like.
Yeah.
Is that a good show?
It's like the upside down.
Really
Uma.
Fucking good show.
It's like the upside down Hadith.
It's so good. It's amazing.
But it foretells like there's gonna be an anti-Bannon that comes to meet.
There
the
is gonna be an anti-Bannon, and we have to figure out who it is. Has he been
this
born
in
yet?
The Quranin?
We don't know.
Yes, we do.
He's been born. He has to have been born.
I mean,
right?
listeners.
Yeah. Oh, he could be a young
preteen kind of
when
be,
he
though?
Faces off to the Goliath.
This is what we try to figure out. This is why
it poses so many questions. What kind of a man could like?
Trump and his ilk cut off funding to science, and by extension, Columbia University's Department of Hellology.
So they couldn't figure out who
this anti-Bannon.
Okay, of course, that makes perfect sense. Because they received a prophecy, a dark prophecy of their own.
They're this thing where they shoot neutrinos. Just pulses of them into the earth, right? Just so they can feel the earth, and they were like,
to try to get it pregnant.
They're like, it's like an ultrasound. They're like, we're picking up like a.
Oh, it's already pregnant. It's already taking
there's
a load.
There's a thing going on. Like, what is this?
But the fetus is afflicted with hell energy. It's like,
so they wanted to study it, but then Bill de Blasio stopped standing up to the government if he ever stood up.
As if he ever did.
Yeah.
No, that's what it's all about. Yeah. Like the cutting of funding to the EPA Department of Hell Energy. It's just, that's what it's all about.
Sorry, dude. Yeah.
Well,
Department of Hell Energy. Sorry.
He's going to defend the sanctuary of New York, though. De Blasio is going to stand.
That.
Like right in the Holland Tunnel, and just be like
with a flaming sword.
Yeah, let's sure. like yeah, let's cut
yeah,
right to that.
Is,
we should be cutting
yeah.
right to
just
that as it's happening right
sword.
Now. I think
helicopters like.
Also,
and he's just standing there like.
He's the only.
Not in my town.
You know what? City council has been complaining. They're like De Blasio is spending too much time in the Holland Tunnel with a flaming sword.
Yeah, I know. They're like, we can't get any governing done. Like, we have all these bills to sign, but he's like constantly fighting.
No, but they got plenty of
with, like all
he's,
sorts
he's
of.
Just,
he's telling
just,
the other
yeah,
mayors from
yeah,
other cities.
Yeah, he just needs. To, he knows that they need to see.
And like
him so
over
they
the hill,
he's not
over
weak.
The hill. His ally, Chris Christie, comes with his cavalry.
Definitely not.
Wait, well, what's the kill count now? So De Blasio, with his flaming sword in the Holland Tunnel, has killed the mayors of Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah. What mayors would like come against New York, and what mayors would come to our aid?
He's killed the mayor of Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Oh yeah,
easily dispatched.
Well, he came all the way. His army lost many men in the march over here. There's great attrition.
The mayor of Shreveport begged for his life like a child.
Like a little bitch.
Before De Blasio cut off his head and cauterized the wound.
There yes, the with his flaming sword. Yes. He fucked yes. his neck with his flaming sword.
And he threw it into Flushing Meadows Pond.
And the New York Department of Sanitation, the most loyal department to de Blasio, came by and they're like, should we clean these bodies? And de Blasio was like, no, leave it.
Yeah,
as a message.
Leave it, yeah, leave it.
And he shed no leave tears.
It. He didn't.
I mean, Times Square is nothing but, like, cauterized bodies and heads on spikes now. Yeah. That's pretty
he
much
hasn't been home
is.
To visit his yeah. family in, like, a week.
Yeah, have you guys noticed how there's no tourists killing. In Times Square? It's because of yeah. all the reduced cauterized limbs just yeah. littering the streets.
Mm-hmm. Guys, it's really getting dark.
Yeah.
It's getting really
dark,
guys.
Yeah, but he has, like, successfully defended
That's
the Holland
unlikely,
House.
Guys.
And
is,
with the help of
it
Chris
is
Christie,
our it is, we are getting very, very close.
Soulmate, you were saying something.
We were getting we're getting very, very close. The time is upon us.
Yeah. Viewers will note that Soulmate is, like, bundled up in her coat.
Yeah.
Like a Russian peasant yeah. In the 1930s.
I'm having a vision.
Yeah.
Of what the Earth is going to look like next year. It's not pretty.
It's probably warmer, though, right?
But it's strangely
it's
beautiful.
It's quite a bit warmer. It is quite a bit warmer.
It has an eerie glow that's strangely beautiful, you know?
Yeah.
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 It does.
Is it, wait, in your vision, has the anti-Trump appeared, or is he still hidden from us?
No, we got off topic with the anti-Trump.
No, but in my vision, this is where I was going with this, I saw a shining child appear.
Oh.
And this child is going to deliver us from Trump and Bannon. And he is basically like the Messiah.
He's like everything we wish Jesus was. Like every aspect Jesus let us down in.
Yeah.
This kid.
And like super much less uptight.
Yeah.
What about being a chick?
Also, yes. It's probably
he could be a chick too if he wants to.
Yeah, it could be a chick, I guess. Yeah.
If he wants to, she can.
I feel like, you know, the most responsible women in politics right now, Yates, Yellen, chicks with Y names.
That's so true,
I feel
yeah.
like the next Christ is going to be named Yolanda something.
Yolanda, ooh, I like that idea. Yeah, so
we said it first.
Next anti-Bannon could
look,
be ever anyone. So we want you guys to just keep an eye out for this.
For women with Y names.
Women with Y. I have a friend named Yolaine.
Yo.
Christ is definitely going to be either Mexican or Palestinian. Because they're the most pious.
It's going to be Yolanda or Yasmin. Yeah.
Her name is Yolaine. Oh my God, she'd be the best.
Look, keep in mind, you fucking simpletons, we predicted that Trump would win.
We did.
So what's to say we're not going to predict the second even better coming of Christ, who is a woman with a Y name?
And yeah. she will be the anti-Bannon.
With four penises and like 27 vaginas.
But that's what she looks like
she's
when
like,
she's
just in case we need
not
her.
In
you
her
know,
human
you never know.
Suit. She has a human suit, and it's hot.
Speaking of things that you never know if you'll need, my favorite thing about Christ is transfiguration.
Yeah.
It's like if you drink, like, it's his blood.
Oh,
and if
yeah.
you eat him, it's like sucking his cock. Yeah. You know, like, because it's like the body of Christ. So that's cool. Like, it's like really, like...
That gives my entire like Catholic upbringing quite a different
I don't know if it's
shade
like
of weird.
Well, when you said transfiguration, I thought you were referring to Christ's power to turn into a cat at will.
Yeah, that's what
that was the coolest
like
part about being Christ. No, but the thing is that, like I was saying
like,
before...
No, because you know how the Bible skips from, like,
oh
Christ
my God,
as
oh my
a
God,
baby?
So, okay, sorry to get off topic, but
no,
speaking
please.
Of... Speaking of speaking of that, has anyone been watching J.K. Rowling relentlessly troll Piers Morgan? Because it is the funniest
yeah, but
shit I've ever seen.
That's the real world.
Oh, come on, it was funny.
It is
weird
good,
how
but
Piers
Morgan's
has
terrible.
Become such a piece of shit.
Oh, he really
such,
is.
Oh, he
so
always
bad.
Was kind of like just.
Like, let's
but no, he was talking about Harry
he's
Potter,
not,
and I'm just like this bitch. She's hilarious.
He's probably like not a bad guy, but he's on TV so much that you hear every bit. All
no,
of
he's
his
an
thoughts.
Awful
he is a bad
guy.
Deep
awful,
down, we all have
guy.
Like certain
no, he's
thoughts
a
that are like
little
awful.
He's a narcissistic little guy with a tiny penis. Yes.
When the English overthrow the monarchy, oh my God.
Yeah.
Piers, they're going to be like...
Piers is going to be immediately dispatched.
Oh, I can't even say it. Yeah,
Piers
is
going to
so
get...
Polite. That's so British. He's like, he's going to be dispatched, he is.
He's
going
to get dispatched.
Oh, Piers, I see a cock hanging out, Piers.
He's going to get brave-hearted.
The Tower of London is coming
oh,
back.
Oh, God,
since
let's not
Brexit,
say that.
They're going to tear out his entrails, and he's going to yell out, not freedom, but like...
but like, conform!
Liberty!
Conform! Oh, God, please conform.
Oh, God, they're all so fucking boring. Why are they all so boring?
But no,
is,
religion
I
is great.
Like I have a
Can
theory
you leave
about
it to the fucking mic?
I have a theory about fucking Morgan. Because he started out, like, kind of cool and, like, English.
Did he?
And he, like, needs more back.
Yeah, when he, before oh, do you remember when, this? Because I've only heard
And then the
him.
Secret shadow government of America cut off his dick.
Well, it was because he had Gwyneth Paltrow on that one time. Yeah. And he was like...
I thought he was always kind of a twat.
He was like, it's having a few bucks.
I thought that, too. I thought that, too.
Why I don't know. No,
what was he like?
Stay woke. Before Secret Shadow America stole his cock, he was, like, okay.
Less of a twat.
And
really?
Now they hold it hostage.
I don't believe
And they're like,
it.
Piers Morgan, like, can you... we need you
it's
to
like
be...
We have your cock, man.
As much of a dildo as possible. We have your cock. You want to get it back?
Oh, man.
Piers Morgan.
I would, you know, like...
Piers Morgan
I would
like,
act like a total douche to get my cock back.
He was like, look, the Americans don't negotiate with terrorists. Man. Piers Morgan fucking does. I want my cock back.
I definitely would want my pussy back.
Can you imagine? Piers Morgan in like 2-3 years when he gets his cock back, he's going to be a badass. It's gonna
speaking
be like
of
Motley Crue all over again.
Speaking of wanting animals back, today I was a hero.
What'd you do?
What'd you do?
I was walking my little dog, Ingu.
is that actually the name?
Ingrid.
It's Ingrid, but it's
cute. Okay. Yeah, how can you call like, after you that? Like a name that ends in a U.
Yeah,
it's gotta be. It would just it'd be awesome.
Otherwise,
just
Ingu!
Like, yeah, you would just keep it like a one solid. No, you wouldn't just keep going like Ingu.
I just want to give a shout out.
It would just be like really, you know, go on.
I was going to walk Ingu, and she has a cough thing. She coughs sometimes.
She was a coughing?
Yeah, so I was like, oh no. So I loosened the little harness that she wears, right?
Yeah.
It has a little bell on it.
Was she a coughing and she was a walking?
Yeah. So I loosened her harness a little bit, and I was opening the mail with the mail key, and I had the door sort of ajar, because the mail is right next to the door, exiting my building. So I was holding the door ajar.
And in came a villain.
No. I was holding the door to my house
ajar.
And I was opening the mailbox with the little key that doesn't really open. And my hand was just
really go on there.
Trembling on the key, and I turned it. And as I turned to the left, I saw that the dog had slipped out of the harness because she was sneaky.
Jesus.
Oh,
so,
the sneaky little twat.
Bush.
So I yelled, no, Ingo! And I jumped, I swear. Just look at this hole in my jeans.
You are a fucking hero.
Although it can't be verified that that's a fresh.
That needs to be inspected.
That is a fresh wound right there. It's actually no wound at all.
Viris will know. There's the slightest of holes in his pants.
I think it's valid.
Okay, it's evidence.
It's fresh, at least.
Our investigators have confirmed.
It's circumstantial
evidence.
The fibers are
in such a way that it looks recent.
It's also with journalism. We film everything.
Filmed this?
I'm saying when I do journalistic stuff, I film everything.
Okay,
like, even taking a dump, because, you know what I mean? Like, it's true.
Journalism, isn't it?
It's like, yeah.
Taking a dump? How is that journalism?
That's kind of, because that's sort of like porn.
If I'm telling a story, I was like, oh, I was taking a dump.
I mean, it depends who.
Everybody shut the fuck up. I'm telling the story about my dog. All right. So the dog had flipped out, and I just dove. I was like, no, Ingu! And I jumped. I'm not kidding. I was really freaking. Like, my heart was in my chest. There were, like, cars going by, and I was freaking out.
Where's it now?
You know how leading up to my apartment, there's, like, a sidewalk, and then there's, like, an above sidewalk part. There's, like, two. It's sort of like a terrace, like a Mayan terrace.
Patrick has a sidewalk and then a raised portion where his apartment begins.
Right before, right.
Like
so,
an altar upon the sidewalk.
I leapt from out of my half-open door, leaving the keys in the mailbox, jumping through.
Jesus H. fucking Christ.
Over the entire midsection.
Jesus H.
Straight
w
to the
Bush.
Ground. And just grabbed Ingu. Because she was going after another dog.
And then
oh my god, you saved the dog?
I saved the dog.
From
no.
your 2-pound dog?
I saved my 4-pound dog.
From your
2-pound
fluffy little creature?
Well, you know, from the dog's
oh my
maybe,
god,
maybe
that would
no,
have been
No, I saved
scary.
My dog.
Oh, okay, from the other dog.
No, because
she's the Napoleon complex.
She'd get run over because she doesn't...
Maybe she was after that...
Was she one of those dogs like... Meow, meow, meow,
Adorable. Wait, maybe your dog was after that long dog dick and you're cock blocking.
What?
How about that?
Maybe.
But she doesn't understand
she's
basic
safe.
Traffic
that,
rules.
But she's
so
safe,
like,
yeah.
Maybe,
she'd run off.
Red.
But the point is, I got her and I just hugged her so tight. Right.
Viewers,
and then
go to
reattached
the,
her tightly.
Viewers,
like,
go to the.
I tightly reattached her.
Go to the Apocalypse right. Facebook page and vote. Is Pat Hillsman a player hater or not?
Come on. What kind of vote is that? That's like Saddam Hussein's election, of course.
And viewers, write in, let us know. Did this conversation make you think about animal porn? Maybe a little bit.
I have a great story about animal porn. No, I do.
Is that a thing? Animal porn?
Dude, sure I'm sure it's gotta be, yeah.
Don't Google it.
I don't want to talk about animal porn. We can't.
Either.
That's for somebody else. That's like
that's the one thing that like a Catholic person can be like, I'm so against bestiality, and people will be like, yeah.
I mean, we're not gonna argue with
you
that.
You know, no one can argue with that way.
I'm not even vegan, but like, yeah, no.
It's
actually normal to do that in other places.
I didn't interpret that completely differently. You guys are saying bestiality. I'm talking about animal porn.
Animals
that fuck creatively, not people that fuck animals.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure
that exists, dude.
Guys, we were talking about Bannon.
You know.
I know what you're saying.
Guys, we were talking about Bannon.
Yeah, yeah.
The Bannon and the anti-Bannon.
Readers, look. We're
who's the anti-Bannon?
What's the question, guys? Do you guys
and don't say are they born? Are they not born? No, let's just say they're alive.
They're alive.
Say they're alive.
Well, the scripture says in the Shadow Quran that like when the Bannon appears, the Shadow Bannon is not far behind. Mm. But this is an arcane text, so we don't know if he has to be activated or if he has to show himself or herself. The Shadow Bannon could be a woman.
With a Y name, we don't know.
It's probably a Yolanda.
She's probably
Mexican
or a Palestinian, yeah.
Or a Yara. It's probably a fucking Yara.
I think it'll be one of two prophecies will be fulfilled. They'll either cut the Keystone Pipeline in half to stop it, or
I mean, God,
or
God's sword
they will play a song
with
on a
flaming
lute
giant
on the sword.
Yeah,
or they will go to New
God's
Orleans
sword
and play a song on a lute, and the waters will recede from the coast of Louisiana, revealing, you know, saving some of the coastline. One of those two things.
I think it would be more like if they killed Chris Christie
with a slingshot with like a
stone. Or we could even go a little global on that.
What do you think?
Oh, okay, yeah.
I mean, you know, like. Just keep it going. Like,
we can take this out of the continental U.S.
A new
there
Lena
could be other
Dunham
wonders
series
that he could fulfill.
Yeah. Can we please explain the whole thing with Bannon and the Department of yada yada?
Department of who?
No, the Department of Earth Insemination.
Look, here's the problem.
Department of Earth Insemination.
Yeah, because somebody has to fuck the Earth.
Let's just get to the punchline. It's like as soon as Trump came into office, he was very anti-science and anti-hell. And so Trump came in, he was anti-hell, he was anti-science, he cut off funding for both hell and science.
Open the fucking mic!
Jesus Christ, it's like almost in my mouth.
Yeah, it is. Open.
All right. Better. Stay woke, New York. Look, here's what happened. As soon as Trump won the election, he went hard against two things, science and hell. So he went against the Columbia...
Because he doesn't want to go to hell.
Exactly.
But he knows. Like,
he went on a crusade against the Department of...
Of hellology.
Of hellology, yeah.
And earth insemination. Who are like kindred spirits. But before he came
sort of
to
like
office,
sister courses.
They uncovered some arcane, profane texts. In the oldest of testaments, the Shadow Quran, which foretold the arrival of Bannon, but
and
also
the anti-Bannon.
The appearance of the anti-Bannon. But here's where we're trying to, this is where we got to crowdsource it.
Yeah.
New York City and the fucking world. But probably New York, because, like, does the rest of the world matter, honestly?
No.
Like,
no.
Do you, like,
California.
Is the anti-Bannon going to be from San Francisco?
I've never seen it.
She could be. You don't know.
Is the anti-Bannon going to be from Houston? I don't think so.
Ouch. It's true. No, it's going to be from Brooklyn, for sure.
It's going to be from Brooklyn.
But
check
also,
it out.
What kind of audacity would the anti-Bannon have?
That's the thing. The anti-Bannon is going to be like a fearful.
He'd have to be like the hidden hand.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, when the anti-Bannon appears, it's going to terrify all of us.
We're going to be like, oh! Oh, God, the anti-Bannon!
In order to be like powerful enough to take down a character of Bannon's
an
stature,
actual Bannon.
Yeah, it's like a Godzilla Mothra kind of situation.
Oh, my God, yes.
When the anti-Bannon comes, we may be repulsed or seduced by its image. This is what we've learned before the government cut off funding to the Department of Hell, Energy, and Earth Insemination.
We may be repulsed or seduced by its image. I'd like to cut in here and
put a shout out to all of the hackers who downloaded all of the data off of the Department of
Hell,
Energy.
Yeah, that was awesome.
As well as
they're trying
the
to defund
that
shit. Thank you.
Thank you for that.
Like, seriously, New York hosted events. Chicago hosted events. Austin, it was like a huge communal effort of just like,
of
hey,
hell.
We
of
need to know about
the Hellmouth. Thank
of
you.
Like,
yes.
The locations of the Hellmouth and how to control it.
This is how we know what we know.
You can't delete information, guys.
Just
they
demons with
New
pulse
York
rifles everywhere.
Yeah, thank
so,
you.
Yeah, no, it's true. Like, fucking information exists. It's real. Like,
and also, woke. Listen to the Apocalypse.
Look.
And also, what were you saying? Sorry.
Look, if you felt like like, fucking different, and, like, maybe you're an anti-force for Bannon, and if you came into contact with him, you would both explode. Go to patreon.org/Radio Free Brooklyn.
Apply for to be the anti-Bannon.
Mm-hmm. Apply to be the anti-Bannon. It mm-hmm. might be you. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Probably not, but we'll check it out.
And
but
and also, look, the scripture that we've looked into says if we know one thing about the anti-Bannon, which we have, like, very few clues, we know he's either beautiful or repulsive, or either a man or a woman, or one of these new genders.
Yeah,
society
yeah.
is made up.
So really, no, there's kind of a large pool to choose from.
No, Bannon. He's robo-trans. All therefore, all sexual orientation is obsolete. Robots.
So the anti-Bannon is probably robo-trans.
He's a mechanized probably transsexual, yes. Gender binary. No, but he's gender non-binary.
But he's super hot.
We gotta talk about the.
Wait, how are you gonna have a non-binary robot, though?
Guys,
like that's kind of problematic.
Science figures it out.
We're trying to have a conversation about why I'm gonna die, and it sucks. Because we're all gonna die. And, like, we're probably all going to die anyways, so that's great. And that's why I said yes.
Not what you do or how hard you try.
Well, because I would say we're almost all definitely going
to
die.
I just want to give a shout-out to my homeboy, Jad, because he's really helped me through this dark time since I received, like, my fucking papers calling me up to serve my country. It's like jury duty, but much, much worse.
Oh, you know? Those papers.
Yeah.
Yep. And they were like, Pat. Anyways,
They looked at him and they said, Pat, we know what your father...
You
know,
the papers looked at me.
The government looked at you before they issued these papers. And they're like, Pat, we know what your father was. We know what his father was before him. And your grandfather has been lost to obscurity and shame. But from what we know, you come from a house of turd burglars.
Yeah, my parents were turd burglars in the 80s. And then they lost their jobs when turd burglary went out of fashion along with, like, the...
they outsourced all the jobs to Thailand.
Including the turd burgling.
Berglund, a mighty turd.
Out
east. Sorry.
So there's been a lot of news
like,
with the executive orders.
It's like, do you guys remember that movie where a meteor was coming to Earth and they had to hire a whole bunch of old retired people to blow it up?
Ben Affleck
was in it. It's the same thing, but with Pat Hillsman. They're like, look, all the turd burglars have died or been killed. We need you to come out of retirement.
Yeah. Are you talking about
Armapocalypse?
Yeah, and I'm like watering my plants,
and the government, and the government
and
comes
there's
up
cats
to you.
Swarming around me. You know what I mean? And they're just like angry at like the guy that's like visiting. Like, no, my kittens. He's right.
He comes up to you, a government version of Billy Bob Thornton, and he's like, Pat.
I'm very sorry about this.
I'm very
this is
sorry.
Solemn duty.
Some people call it a sling blade.
What are they doing?
They were like, look, long or the short of it, they're like, look, we got too many turrets from China. America's lost its prestige. It's been losing for years. We need you to take up the mantle of your father and his father before him.
Because you don't know how your father really died. They told you that your father was fucked to death by monkeys. But
they found him and he was blind and his penis had been ripped off and they know that the monkeys had raped him.
He wasn't. It was much worse.
Chimpanzees do that. They rip your penis off.
Wait, you guys are giving away season 3 of Patrick Hillsman's life.
They're very smart.
The viewers aren't supposed to figure out that his parents were actually killed by monkey violence until season 3.
No. Yeah.
So anyways, they're like... That's not really how he died. It's much worse.
They're like, Pat, whatever you thought it was, you got to burgle these turds in place of your daddy.
Your father
like,
was an astronaut.
Pat, no matter what anybody tells at the funeral, they're like, Pat, no matter what anybody tells you, your father did not have his penis ripped off.
He didn't.
They're like, turd burglar is not a real job, Pat. They're like, he was an astronaut. And and he just couldn't tell you because we had to fire him from a satellite into the Earth so he could impregnate the Earth. He chose to wait till after you and your children and your
so
brother
well.
were raised, you know.
And also in your particular sect of blood Catholicism, space was shameful. I mean, this was the 1980s.
That's right, it was.
When
it
Pat
was, like,
was born, when space was like
way out of fashion.
To be
oh
really
God,
ashamed
please
of.
God, make my son gay instead of making him come from space.
Yeah,
please make him gay and make him bring hot teenagers to my house when he's like around 15 or 18.
People forget.
Wait, your dad said that too.
Well, no, you just assume that like if
this
you're gay,
society,
you have hot girls follow you around.
What,
this is what movies tell us.
This is what society
but I hope that they're not 15.
So Pat Hillsman.
Well, no, in that range, you know, maybe they're hanging out with older girls.
Let's go back. No, let's take it back. Hang on.
No, not 50. I'm no. It was not.
No, I'm just
not getting put in that corner.
The canon. Let's take
it back. I'm just laughing. It's funny. It's funny.
Let's take it back. This is actually canon. Patrick Hillsman's life. Yeah. Pat Hillsman's a 5-year-old boy. Like the kids would make fun of him. They'd be like, "Oh, your dad's in space.
Probably dead. His dick ripped off." You guys. Daddy no dick. Daddy no dick.
Pat would
so mean.
Pat would put on the worst, most feminine uniform and go to French school.
Oh my god, it was frilly.
That is actually
and
true.
Striped
that's
and
true.
Navy blue and frilly that and striped.
That part of the story is 100% true.
It's true, and also the rest of it is 100% true.
And then you know those boots, those black boots with the little tongues up the
Soul
ankle.
Man and I told horrible stories of third world abuse.
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah, anyway, sorry, go on.
Pat's tried his best to forget these horrible boots, but what he couldn't forget is all the kids being like, "Oh, your dad's from space." Oh, God, what is he? This was
Daddy
the 80s.
No dick.
This was the 80s where they're like, "Oh, if you had a dad who was from space, he was gay and he had no dick."
Probably.
And this is
to
a
David
terrible.
Bowie.
This is a terrible
That's
time.
That's actually cool, like, have David Bowie's
where
dad.
It was like a mixture, of homophobia. And a fear of people from space. Yeah. And so Pat wanted to reject this.
Yeah.
And Pat was like, "No, my dad was a turd burglar. The deepest, closest thing to the Earth he could think of." And then it was revealed to him at 13 when his dad came home in a spacesuit and he was like, "Ooh, hey, Papa!"
I was like, "Why were you?" I was like, "Hey, Dad, why are you doing that?" And then he lied to me. He said, "Son, I'm a turd burglar."
He said, no, he tried to lie first. He was like, "Son,
that's why he told me." He
was like, "Son, this is a suit. I cannot survive within the tears without this pressurized suit." But then Pat, he knew. Like his friends were like, "Yo, like this is." So Pat came up. He was like, "Papa, that looks like a space suit to me." And your father.
And he was like, "Listen." he was like, "I'm a turd burglar. All right, I burgle turds, and I have to wear a suit when I do it. Okay." And then the government told me that a bunch of monkeys fucked him to death.
Oh, God.
Well, they did.
They
and I
him
found
to
out.
Death.
No, but I so I thought that he was a simple turd burglar.
They ate part of his dick.
Fucked to death
they
by monkeys.
Recovered.
So naturally, I supported Trump. Back when I believed that. Because wouldn't you? You know what I mean?
All right.
It was like Soros raped to death 1,000 monkeys.
Can we talk about Soros?
No, first, I gotta bring something up. I think it's important. So there's a new executive order. There's like probably like 50 of them now, but there's a new one. So Donald Trump has announced that every year there will be a pageant that everyone in America has to participate in, sort of like a la Hunger Games style.
That's a good idea.
You have to compete. And
he
like,
chooses.
He chooses.
It's like
you.
Tinder, but the person dies.
A couple of people get molested, yeah, but otherwise they have to fight to the death.
No, you swipe right, they live.
Yeah, this one, yeah. He's like, no. Just no.
Yeah, it's the new Hunger Games.
Each of his stupid sons are the ones that are going to, like,
but they're all only brown
his sons
people.
Will
but they're
like,
only brown people.
Yeah. His family will be the...
They want to kill young white girls also, are you kidding me?
Jared,
they want to slaughter everything. Yes, they want to slaughter everything that bleeds.
Yeah.
And it's not even hot.
Yeah.
If they were like Vlad the Impaler, you're like, "All right, Vlad the Impaler, he'll be Dracula, and then you'll dress up as Dracula for Halloween."
Well, no,
and it'll be sexy, right?
One of those
that's never gonna be sexy.
Yeah.
No.
The perversions of Trump, because he wastes it.
Well, no, because this was one of the, speaking of the perversions of Trump, this is one of like the Washington Post exposed that he was signing executive orders without reading them.
Yeah.
Like the context. So what most infuriated him was the executive order to cut everyone's dick off.
Yeah.
And so he signed it, and then he was like, "Whoa!" Yeah, Bannon like, came up with this, but
no, and Bannon's like,
everyone,
"Everybody, get them out!"
Everyone in there
was like, "Donny boy."
Everyone in their inner.
It's time for all the men to cut their dicks off and show what it's about.
Yeah, yeah, it's exactly.
It's like every last man, woman, and child has to die.
Exactly. Everyone in that the inner circle in his cabinet had to undergo a special circumcision where
their whole dick got cut off.
No. They just take it like about like at the head and they just sort of cut it at a diagonal angle, like just so it's
to make a bevel.
Yeah, not quite to like the piss hole, but like just like sort of sliced upward diagonal. So it's at like
read a piss hole. Read a book. The piss hole goes all the way through.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So just enough so you can still pee straight on. But like right up to
you
that
get
point.
Your entire dick cut off and like a bit scooped.
It's pretty
out
much half of the top of it. Oh yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
So vivid.
Yeah.
I've studied anatomy.
Yeah.
It comes from
yeah.
You can piss out of nothing.
Mm-hmm. And so anyways, the they've all
so
done
like,
that.
Trump cut his dick off after he signed this executive order, but he blamed the media.
Can you just imagine him holding in his hand?
Yeah.
And just be like, look at what you've done. He was like, look at what you've done.
Look, you betrayed America.
Like, whoa, I wouldn't have cut my dick off if it wasn't for the damn New York Times.
Failing New York Times.
Yeah, the failing New York Times.
It was terrible.
He just held it in his hand and just forced the knife through.
It was like the first Trump tweet Twitter had to censor because it was Trump's severed horrible dick with like the failing New York Times.
And a magnifying glass to view it through so you could actually see it. Yeah.
All you fuckers are screaming at the mics. Either you're too quiet or you're fucking screaming at the mics. Find the happy medium.
He's gonna make it treason to like say like
I don't
you,
know, it's not
you know
our
it's
fault.
Treason
you wired
to like
them wrong.
You know how it's treason to threaten to kill a president. He's gonna make it treason to like say something.
I can't hear
about
shit, dude.
It's gonna be like another
rule. All the bitching that goes down at the Apocalypse. Jesus Christ!
You know why I'm yelling? Because my fucking headphones are up so loud.
That's why you're yelling, not because they're quiet.
No, it's so loud I can't hear myself think.
It's triggering.
You tried to punish her. And instead, you made her who she is.
I'm taking them off. I can't hear anything.
Self-fulfilling prophecies.
Oh my god, you asshole.
Oh, the Apocalypse is like...
If readers forgot, we're on a submarine.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it's so loud.
Underground. Hey.
Midwest sales.
Stop complaining.
How much air do we have left in here?
We have infinity air. Because we've...
Well, we surface here and there.
Yeah.
Because of arcane laws... So in the submarine, we follow the Shadow Quran, which says you can't masturbate beneath sea level.
Yeah.
So we have to surface every, what are we saying, every 20 minutes?
Guys. Well, never mind. No, I don't want to get dark.
Please get dark.
Did you not hear the opening song?
Wait.
I just want to point out that, like, if I were even a terrorist that was worth, like, even half of shit, like, I would be...
Pretty good at it.
Doing my shit right about now.
Pretty good at it, right?
I mean, you'd have to be a really stupid terrorist not to want to try and be a terrorist right now. And
university.
Oh, man.
And our intelligence services are at a point where they're, like, completely weakened by the executive branch. So it's just, like, any old day.
Oh, God.
What?
But not New York. Not New York.
No, of course it would be New York. Where else would it be?
Yeah, why does it always have to be New York?
Because the coolest, it's just the way it is.
Guys, we're going to have to brace for impact.
Yeah.
We're going to have to brace for impact.
We are the fucking head of the revolution.
Like,
we're
in a submarine, and I think that somebody's going to drop some fucking depth charges on us.
Jesus
Christ. Oh, God. Oh, God. Let's turn off the engine. We have to turn off...
Maybe turn off the piano.
Yeah. No, we need the piano. We need the piano. Just confuse them. Okay,
guys.
Very
quiet. Yeah, demoralizing.
Just keep playing the same music. We'll confuse the enemy.
I thought we would actually talk about stuff, not just yell.
We were attacked by another submarine. So... Oh, these are boring explosions.
I know, but that's kind of the thing. Like, if we were to do a terrorist attack, I feel like we could do a better job.
Midwest sales.
I literally can't.
Trump is going
to not part of this conversation, knowing as Trump listens to all broadcasts.
Yo, I'm not going to do this. I can't hear it.
Doesn't matter. We can hear you.
No, but I feel like, look, if you're going to really do, like, a real terrorist attack, like, so like cowards in the middle of the country, like, blow up an IHOP in a town in, like, fucking North Dakota that no one's ever heard of.
Yeah.
And it'll kill nobody, but they'll just be like, oh, Jesus Christ. You gotta
fight him
over there.
Yeah.
No, don't do that.
No, blow up a cultural icon in the middle of the country.
No.
But no one's there. Like, yeah,
like Elvis. Resurrect Elvis and then just shoot him into the sky.
No, what if terrorists did that? No, he's buried somewhere.
Yeah,
what if
they're like, you thought Elvis was
that
dead?
That would be like the final fuck you to the entire, like, below the Mason-Dixon that line.
Hell yeah. What if like some Saudis dug up Elvis's corpse, ripped it with M80,
fucked
it
first.
Fucked it, blasted it.
Did you know that somebody stole Abe Lincoln's corpse? Like they like tried they to. It? Yeah, no, they like they took the coffin. There was like a plot to like get it, and they like managed to get it like a decent way out of the cemetery before the marshals come.
Oh, Jesus the marshals Christ. Got the marshals
because they got wind of the plot. They grabbed the whole coffin. They grabbed the coffin and like
but
ran with
but
it.
Did Lincoln get boned before his bones got returned?
Well, it was like a bunch of Southerners, so I can only assume that's like one of many things they plan on doing.
He had to have gotten laid on his big night.
The thing is, it's in the Constitution. Man. Any presidential corpse that gets fucked is worthless. Instantly. It's lame fucked. This is the lame fuck period.
Oh, that was the worst.
No, but it's like it's what happened to Harding? Who's that shitty president?
That's one of them.
Taft was
Zapped.
Worth.
Oh,
worth.
For our viewers, this is
Taft was like the
reference.
Largest president, and in his time, he was worth like a good 2-3 months worth of rent. But then he got banned, and all of a sudden, you couldn't unload your Taft supply quickly enough. If you had like a Taft bone. Even a big one.
The stockbrokers were like, there's a run on Taft.
Even like a femur, like a Taft femur would go for like $3-4.
But do you know what Abraham Lincoln is doing now?
Oh, he's into,
He's actually a DJ.
Pat, stop.
What?
The statue.
What does he spin?
Yeah, what is he?
That's a DJ sound I just did.
Like a breakbeat.
About DJ Abraham Lincoln?
DJ
Abe. Yeah, but there was a guy. There was a guy in Brooklyn that named himself that. And then very ironically.
DJ Abe Links.
Very ironically, he enslaved a bunch of people.
Shot. I like when they introduce him, they're like, what's a DJ name? What's a DJ
name?
It's
all at Linkin Park, actually. He just spins Lincoln.
What's like a DJ
name?
Like
Lincoln Park never got
You know how like how they introduce him and they're like, what's a DJ name? They're like, DJ. And then like, what? Which one?
Well, guys.
They're like, DJ's. Go.
Satan. Guys, we have some
DJ
mail.
Satan. And but like, I would be a DJ. I'd be like, DJ Puffy. Like, I'd be something like ridiculous.
Guys,
like,
listener mail.
DJ Squiggles.
Squiggles, I like.
Yeah.
Listener mail.
I'd be DJ listener mail.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Go.
It's Angela again. I'm just wanting to know your opinion when it comes to virgin blood. Which takes precedence? Is it age or purity? Because I do know some individuals who are older in age, but they do have very pure blood. And then I know some younger people who don't have very pure blood. So, which is more important? Is it age, purity? You know, I'm just trying to evaluate my options for virgin blood. Goodbye.
Well, they go hand in hand, really, right?
I mean, I say, you know, age, like you want them younger.
Wait, what is purity? Like, what are we talking about in purity?
Yeah.
But I mean, you could have a young...
Young, like...
Woman with horrible blood.
I'm not right with that.
Or you could have an older woman with pristine blood.
What are we talking about? Is, like, she a smoker or something? Like...
No, like, she's, like, an old virgin, I guess. Like...
Or you could have a young boy.
Or, like, a young slut. Oh.
A young... Well, I mean...
I feel like a young boy's blood would be more valuable and rich.
Yeah. That seems... Sort of.
See, I thought you were like going from like the spectrum of like somebody who's like maybe kissed a boy to like maybe, you know, like.
I'm talking about a boy that's never been kissed.
No blowjobs, no like submarines, none of that.
What's happening?
Pat made a big mess.
Look, go with whoever. So you gotta, it's like you gotta do a math problem basically.
How much longer is this?
You got to figure out, like, how virgin this boy or girl is, but also, like, how long can you stand a conversation with them? And then take their blood.
True. Anyways.
What is happening?
We're going to listen to the president speak.
We are?
Yeah, we have our reporter on the scene.
Okay.
Ready?
Is it Nikki the Wolf?
It's not. It's you.
Grant has been through Senate confirmation 3 times, confirmed, did very, very well. And so, Alex, I've wished him the best. We just spoke, and he's going to be, I think he'll be a tremendous Secretary of Labor.
Did he show you his dick?
And also, as you probably heard just a little while ago, Mick Mulvaney, former congressman, has just been approved, weeks late, I have to say that, weeks late, Office of Management and Budget.
What happened to him?
He will be, I think, a fantastic addition. Paul Singer just left. As you know, Paul was very much involved with the anti-Trump, or as they say,
what of it?
Never Trump. And Paul just left, and he's given us his total support. And it's all about unification. We're unifying the party, and hopefully we're going to be able to unify the country. It's very important to me. I've been talking about that for a long time. It's very, very important to me. So I want to thank Paul Singer for being here, for coming up to the office. He was a very strong opponent, and now he's a very strong ally. And I appreciate that. I think I'll say a few words, and then we'll take some questions. And I had this time. We've been negotiating a lot of different transactions to save money on contracts that were terrible.
Had enough.
Including airplane contracts that were out of control.
Oh, that was great. Now on to our next segment.
PSA?
Yeah.
Really?
Do whatever you want.
Okay. Oh, so think about movie scenes that remind us of the Trump presidency.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you guys know that scene from
The Raiders of the Lost Ark, when they open the Ark.
There's a scene in Romeo and Juliet where, like leading up to when they just kill themselves. It's, like, very, like, emotional. Baz Luhrmann-y. It reminds me of that.
Who do you think is loving this
Trump administration? In a Romeo and Juliet aspect?
Like, who does Trump kill himself for?
Bannon, obviously.
I feel like Bannon is such a sassy bitch that he'll be like, as if, and just like, walk over Trump's phone.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just, he gives zero fucks. Zero.
My movie scene for the Trump administration is the one at the end of Requiem for a Dream. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
It's dark.
It's also Bannon and Trump.
It's dark.
The one
where they're like, she's like dancing and like, yeah.
And it's like two girls sharing a dildo. But instead of two girls, it's going to be like Trump and Bannon for like even more richer people. It's going to be the worst Saudis watching them.
Oh, worse.
Just share a fucking dildo. And I feel like Bannon's going to be more of a showman than Trump. Because yeah. Bannon
is ill. I probably hung a little lower.
He has the wherewithal not to cry during it. Trump is just going to weep.
Yeah, why?
You guys were listening to the Apocalypse on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Every Friday at...
Every Friday at 2 p.m. Burning Bridges with Margot is on next.
You know what? I was pretty cool with Margot till she burned that fucking bridge she had with me.
And then I didn't want to speak with her anymore.
I thought we had a connection, Margo, and then you burned that fucking bridge.
I feel betrayed. I'm not gonna lie. By all of you.
Why?
I don't know, I just feel like you fucked me over with, like, your, like, low energy, like, bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah, just being like, let's make Pat carry all the water for the Apocalypse. You know what I mean? Like,
we're
not part of the Apocalypse. Intricately, you know, we can just tune in and whenever, we can just be summertime soldiers for the Apocalypse instead
are
of
you
being willing
pointing,
to kill and die.
Are you pointing fingers at me?
Are you the Jeb?
You guys are better
are
than most.
The Jeb Bush
You're better than most, and I love you, but you need to work on your martyrdom.
Well, the viewers don't know